Hello, everybody, and thank you very much for giving me the possibility to present some slides about my recent or some of my recent Tickle work after my last year's participation here in Vienna. It's again an honor for me to be part of this conference, so thank you very much. My talk is about ATLA. It's a tool command language, a Tickle language binding for high-level architecture. So, So just an overview about my presentation, the standard procedure. I will start with an introduction, then what was the motivation for this stuff, the approach, how to do it, or how was it realized, and for what, the use case. And I will close with an outlook. So what is HLA? HLA is the abbreviation for high-level architecture. It's an IEEE standard for distributed simulation, and you can regard it as the de facto or de jure standard for distributed simulation coming out of the military applications from the DoD. The purpose is interoperability and reuse, so that you can reuse simulation models in new scenarios and new orchestrations with different applications running in a whole federation. It started in the 90s, at the beginning of the 90s, in the U.S. Department of Defense, and within the NATO now it's a standard called STANAG 4603, and the actual version dates back to 2010, so it's called 15-16-2010. So what is HLA about? Just a short, another short slide. It consists of three main parts. It's the runtime infrastructure. You can see here in the middle, it's the kind of middleware for this stuff. Then you have the federates. These are the different simulation applications taking part in the federation, and then you need how to interchange the data, and this is defined in the so-called federation object model. The standard itself consists of three parts. The first part is framework and rules. 10 rules define the principal behavior. Then you have the interface specification coming with C++, Java, APIs, and a web service, and then you have the object model tape specification. It defines the format of the federation object model. What was the motivation for this Tickle binding to HLA? Yeah, the motivation just simple. I've made some successful Tickle realizations in the past. For example, an interfacer to the X-Plane flight simulator, Apache Kafka, consumer and producer, then this stuff with these message broker for RabbitMQ and ActiveMQ, and some different simulation components. And so the approach for this binding is to build the binding on top of a commercial Java API by usage of this JBLAND package. So the Tickle package of how to blend in Java code. So the structure is as follows. On top, so this the package is called HLA TCL. It uses the object-oriented package TCLOO, then JBLAND, the package JBLAND, and in JBLAND there it uses the TCL HLA pitch jar file, and this pitch jar file comes from the federate TCL Federate Java source code. Important libraries which are used, the provided libraries of the commercial RTI from Pitch and the Tickle JBLAND jar of the JBLAND package. So how does this work? First, I call it the root. In the Federate Java source code, a kind of null federate ambassador must be implemented or extended by a class where you have all these binding to the commercial Java API library. And in the HAL tickle package, you have to to use it, so by kind of a federate constructor. And then it defines where the different locations are and so on, so that all the stuff gets started. Then what's the initialization? The initialization is in the federate, it's just an ini, where you bring in the federation name, the fed name, and what kind of interpreter you use, where your interpreter is, and so on, so that you have the connection to the RTI. In the HLA package, you do it with this create federation execution. You set that you have a new tickle federate, and you ini it with this former defined ini in the federate Java file. So now I would like to give you a short function example. There are a lot of functions already implemented, just to give you an overview how these different stuff is works on the dependency. For example, the function enable time constraint in the federate Java, you have to use it according to the commands you can fetch from these pitch RTI API library, so from the commercial library. And then in the package HLATCL, you have just it in the same form. And then you have an enable time constraint here, which you can use in tickle. And inside this enable time constraint, it uses the Java enable time constraint. So that's the whole stuff. So it's not so easy with these callbacks, but I was able to solve it for the callbacks, where you get callback from the RTI to your application. It's the other way around. I used a kind of the TCL event and the queue event and a synchronizer for this from the TCL interpreter notifier. So, for example, this object instance name reservation succeeded callback. So it must be defined in the TCL Java. Then you need additional class. The success event extends you have to extend the TCL event and override it. And then you have to evaluate this script on TCL level. So the callback example again, you have to set again where you want to have it, so the succeeded script. And then you have to bring in what is the succeeded script from the tickle side. And in the callback example in the HLA TKL file, you have to set this script by a method, set the script. And then you have to call it in the package using your tickle extension. So you have to find this procedure which will be called in the callback, and then you have to, on the downside, you have to call it in the tickle script so that it is fed through down to the Java layer. What is the use case for this whole stuff? The use case consists of a kind of distributed scenario we want to realize, making it possible to have federates from the WebLVC protocol over WebSockets talking to a WebLVC server. That's nice, okay. But then to participate with this whole stuff in an HLA distributed simulation. So we need a WebLVC server which has a connection to the HLA RTI via a local RTI component here. And we will use this space federation object model. It's a new standard reference object model for the space domain. And so it's a kind of specification and definition on the domain layer, on the federation object model layer. And Outlook will be this here, where we have a kind of distributed flight simulator of our hypersonic traffic solution called Spaceliner. On the left side, you have all these federate stuff, the federates, control federate, atmosphere, the gear federate, flight dynamics, rocket engine, and so on. And all this stuff can take take part in a HLA federated simulation. And as a first proof, we will implement the manager federate as a HLA federate on the HLA side, and then talking to the whole stuff on the web LVC side via this web LVC server bridging to HLA. And I'm currently working on this web LVC server again in Tickle. So just to commence, what is the success line? Thank you very much. Are there any questions from your side?
Okay, so mic is working. So are there any questions? Okay, thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
May I ask one question?
Yeah, sure.
Why do you use Tickle and not directly only Java?
Yeah, it sounds like a contradiction, because I do not use Java because I'm a Java hater. Maybe you can, but then to be able to solve it, I have to use Java to come on the Java. The reason is quite simple, because the Java blend package gives the possibility to have this door open to Tickle. It would also possible via C++, but for this pitch commercial RTI, I had to struggle with these dedicated libraries for the C++, and they stuck to the to a dedicated Visual Studio compiler, and I do not have it, and so I chose the Java way. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Andreas.
That's another question after all. The question is, how is timing relevant in your project? So is this a matter, how long does it call to Tickle and back? Is this on a critical level almost or is timing just not a non-issue because other stuff takes much, much longer?
You're right, it's an issue. But I've made some first tests, and so for this flight simulation dedicated stuff, I recognized that it is okay for that. So with some relevant data, it was no problem to have an update rate of with the time management services of about 50 hertz. And okay, if you want to have to go in the very deep side for the flight dynamics model, you have to more go in the direction 100 hertz, but yeah. We will solve it. It's possible. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome.